Welcome to season 5 of Actors 2020 podcast, the season of the woman. We're going to start off the month with a woman and end the month with a woman. We might put a man right there in the middle somewhere, but majority of season 5, it's all about the women. And today, I'm not sure where we're going. It might be New York, it might be LA. I kind of think it's here in LA. We have the absolute privilege of speaking with
Celine Rosalie.
She knows a lot of languages. She's an actor, she's a singer, and she's a dancer. She's simply a amazing. She's trained in the UK at the Oxford School of Drama and the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I want to hear a lot more about that program because a lot of actors that I interview come from that program. So I want her to talk a little bit more about that in case you're an actor or an actress. You're like, where do I get training? So maybe that could be the place for you. She does something called a creature voice. Hopefully she'll do it for us. So why don't we just give Celine a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Celine, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing splendid. How are you doing?
Awesome. Wow. Actor, singer, and a dancer. If you had to choose, which would you pick?
Oh, that's hard. Because I've been in all those three from a very, very young age. But I think I would choose actor. As an actor, you can be a singer. You can be a dancer. You can play all those different parts. In acting, it helps knowing all those things.
That's a good answer. That's exactly what I was going to say. I say, well, if you're doing musical theater, you're doing all three anyway.
Yep, exactly. So you can do everything as an actor.
Right. So you used to do ballet. And what I understand about ballet, because I have a friend whose parents spent $250,000 on her, Russian trained, but she didn't have the physical body for it as she got older. And if you don't have the body and you're not Russian trained, you're never going to make it.
100%. That's what my mother told me when I was 3 years old, because she was a professional ballerina. And I was like saying to her that I wanted to do ballet. And she looked at me and she said, no, you don't have the hips for it. Let's do something else.
I noticed one of your Instagram pictures still had those shoes. Can you go up on point?
Oh, yeah. I had all the training and everything, and my mom trained me too, but it's just to have it and to be able to do it and not to pursue it as a career.
Right. Have you ever had an acting job where you had to play a ballerina?
Oh, yeah. I was in a music video once. They needed a dancer. I was the lead actress in the part, and they asked if I can do point. And I was like, yeah, I can improv point. Improving point is one of the hardest things possible.
So wait, you're from Germany, but you grew up where, in Prague?
So I was born in Germany and I lived there most of my life. I have a lot of childhood memories from Prague, which is a beautiful, beautiful city.
So your mom had a theater company back there and you're sitting in the audience, you're watching your mom, and then you start looking to the people to the left and to the right and you're seeing what an effect she had as an actress. And is that what made you want to be an actress as well?
Exactly. That was one of the key moments where I knew I wanted to be on stage and I wanted to be able to do that to people, to have them feel emotions they might never experience before or something like that. Seeing my mother on that stage, I saw her every day putting her makeup on, going up on that stage. I was backstage looking behind that curtain and trying to see as much as I could. That definitely was a key moment for me.
So you're probably, with all your pictures, you're probably the most flexible person I've seen or that I've interviewed. It's like, wow, are you still that flexible like right now?
Yes, I am. I still do my stretches every day. I work out almost every day when I don't take a break, because sometimes your body just needs a break.
That's true. You've already done it since you were a kid, so it's just keeping up with it. Like, do you think a person eventually get down to their real splits if they keep trying?
Oh yeah, 100%. Anything is possible through training.
That's pretty cool. So what is, I know it says the word gyro, but it's probably euro. Is it called a euro wheel? What is that?
It's two wheels connected through metal links. It rolls straight and it can also spiral, and you basically do acrobatic in it.
Wow.
I go forward with a forward bend, for example, or roll and do a little flip on top of the wheel while it turns. It's really weird to explain, but it is a pretty cool thing.
So 5 hours a day when you were younger, you were practicing gymnastics. Also, I ask you about ballerina. Have you had to do gymnastics in a movie or a film?
I still yet have to experience that, and that would be one of my absolute dreams, because I used to be a professional gymnast. I was at championship level and everything.
Wow.
And then I had an accident that happened, and ever since then, I just kept it up as a hobby and as something I could do really well. And of course, I would love to use that.
Right. Was the accident during your training?
Yeah, it was during a preparation for a championship, one of the most important championships of my life.
So I always see that balance beam's only 4 inches, and they're doing, I'm like, oh my God, how do they do that? Land on us.
Oh,
so crazy.
Yeah, that was my least favorite instrument, but the one that I was best at.
I watch a lot of demo reels, and I'm just going to say, you're a really good actress, a really good dramatic actress.
Thank you, Ray. very much. I really appreciate that.
You can tell that you've had theater training. So the Oxford School of Drama, is that where you, like, you learned Shakespeare? And tell me about that school.
Yeah, right after high school, I knew I wanted to be an actor. I knew I wanted to get into a drama school where I really train on my craft every single day. England was my first goal, which I did achieve because the Oxford School of Drama, like you said, it was the first place I went to for training as an actor, and it was life-changing, to be honest. We did Shakespeare at the Oxford School of Drama. We did modern stuff. We did movement. We did Feldenkrais method. It was just a packed program where I learned most of what I know right now. But then I wanted to do a full 3-4 year conservatory training because I was only there for a year. I applied to all the drama schools in England. I got pretty far, but almost all of them told me, live life, get a little older, come back in 2 years. So one school that didn't say that was the American Academy of Dramatic Arts here in LA. So I tried it out. 2 weeks later, I get the acceptance letter.
Are you in New York or LA right now?
No, I'm in LA currently. I would like to try out New York at some point because of all the theater, and I just can't get enough of theater. But right now I'm trying to focus on the film work.
Yeah, I understand. So an actor, actress listening, because it seems like I interview a lot of actors who went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. Can you tell somebody like how they get in or what that's all about and what they're going to get and what to expect?
Sure. So it's a great school for finding out why you want to be an actor and finding out your purpose as an actor. It's very easy to apply. You can send them right now. They are doing online classes, so you can send them a tape and they look at it, and that's all you got to do. And then you have to wait for the letter, yes or no. But what you can experience there is just a full body training as an actor of everything. You do Shakespeare, you do modern, similarly to the Oxford School of Drama, but the American Academy is a little more light, I would say.
But isn't it like you have to go there for a year or two, and then you have to actually audition to stay in the school?
We don't have to re-audition. They just look at our grades and look at how good our studentship is, and then see if they want to keep you in the school. With the third year, which is the academy company, which I was also a part of, there you have to audition for it.
So Betty Carlin directed you in two plays. Was that part of the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, or is it something different?
Yes, that was one play was a part of that, and the second play was actually the same play that I did at the academy in the company, but I put it out for the Fringe Festival. So I produced it, I put all the money together to make it work, and I asked Betty if she would want to direct it. And she is such a wonderful lady. She was so kind to do it, yes.
So looking at some of your demo reels, I've heard you sing here and there, and you have a beautiful voice as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel with the years, I got more myself with my voice because I always try to be something else.
A lot of actors I speak to, it seems like when they reflect and they look back, they're just saying, as an actor, I just got in my own way. I didn't have to do that. So I don't know if that's been your experience, but if it has, what's the correction for that?
I have experienced that with being too hard on myself. So sometimes I do want to get things right, but in acting, as in any other art form, there is no such thing as right. So I needed to realize that and stop myself from doing that. And now I achieve better results by not being in my own way that way.
So I have never seen anyone who has over 100 special skills. I couldn't even read them all off. I mean, oh my God. I'm just going to pick one out. Billiards and pool player. Are you a good pool player?
I do enjoy pool. When I was little and I was on vacation with my mom, I always went to the pool table. I'm not a professional pool player, but...
I understand. I mean, you have snow skiing. Where did you snow ski at? Is it in the local mountains here or where?
I was on skis ever since I was probably 2-3 years old. In Austria was where I mostly skied. And actually, recently, just last week, I was in the Rockies for the first time skiing. That was quite a nice experience.
So I noticed you have like a lot of agents on your internet movie database page. I go to the pro account and I was like, seems like you have a lot of representation. And one of them is, does somebody represent you especially just for fitness?
Yes, exactly. Annette, my dear agent from Naturally Fit Agency, she saw me at a monologue competition. I've had some wonderful auditions with her.
So if you were in a karaoke bar and you went up, what's your go-to song?
Probably Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
Well, that's a popular one. I like that because everybody's singing along with it.
Yeah. I also collaborate and work with Claybank Studio International, which is also the acting studio I'm currently at. We do interviews sometimes with people from the industry. And last time we had an opera singer, and right after the interview finished, he was like, "But do you sing? Do you do anything like that?" You know, and I was like, "Yeah, I sing a little bit." And he was talking about singing with Andrea Bocelli, who is one of my idols, legends. And he asked me, "Do you know this song? Do you want to come sing with me right now?" And that was like, I just jumped into it. The first few moments, because singing with an opera singer who sings with Andrea Bocelli was very, very stressful at first. But then I just got into it, and it's about the art.
That's funny. I had Clay Banks written down here. I'm like, why did I write that down? I better not ask her. And it's so great you brought it up. I also have Fab Fit and Fun.
Oh, Fab Fit Fun. Yes, that was a commercial I did. I worked with another actress who had Down syndrome. It was wonderful working with her. Like, it was just so playful, and all the directors and everybody was so generous with their attention.
Yeah, that was cool. I got that really well. I was like, wow, that was like very loving. It was amazing. That's very awesome. So I don't know if you'll do it, but I hear you have a creature voice.
Yeah.
Can you do that for us?
I am a creature voice. I am a creature voice.
That's awesome. Have you done any voiceover work?
I've done one thing, which was saying for Scooby-Doo. It was like a fan-based thing, project that they did. I was one of the ghosts. That was very fun. I would love to do more.
Yeah, because you've been all over like the world. It seems like you could actually do like the French, German, Irish, Italian, New York. Seems like you would be able to do all those accents.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, I used to teach them at my school for a bit, so yeah.
So how many different languages do you speak?
I currently speak 5, with exception of one Russian. I understand most of what people tell me. I do speak a little bit, but I don't consider myself speaking it. It's
right.
A cool language.
So if there were a couple of Russians there and they were talking about you behind your back, you're like, I know what you're saying.
Oh yeah, and I would come right back at them.
Can you do a little German for us?
Of course. Ich bin momentan hier mit Johnny Keith in an interview und ich habe eine wundervolle Zeit.
Wow, now Italian?
Parliamo italiano un po'. È una bellissima lingua.
And Spanish?
Hablamos en español. Español es una lengua muy, 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 muy pequeña.
That's awesome. I mean, the accents and the languages, that expands your cast ability. But just looking at you, you could play white, you could play Latina, you could play Hispanic, you could play European. You're great. That's awesome.
I try to do whatever I can to stay as open to anything, really.
So, young actress coming up today, what would be your advice to her?
Stay true to yourself and never stop fighting for what you believe in.
I love that. Thank you. So where can we find out more information about you online?
On my website or my IMDb or my Instagram. My website is CelineRosalie.com. My Instagram is Celine.Rosalie. It's all under Celine Rosalie. So put in Celine Rosalie in Google and you'll find me 100%.
We'll wrap it up here. Is there anything you'd like to say that we didn't cover?
I had a great time, Johnny. It was amazing.
All right, Celine, thank you so, so much for doing my show. I was so looking forward to, after doing all my research on you, I'm like, wow, this is a real actress. I love her demo reels. I love her training. I cannot wait to actually feed off of her as well for myself and just interview you. And it was everything I expected and more. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day with all your advice and just for taking time out and being on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Johnny. I appreciate it as well.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Celine Rosalie. CelineRosalie. The perfect actress to start season 5. Quick update on Celine. Congratulations. She just booked 2 days ago a fitness commercial from an up-and-coming company called Task Performance. If you think Celine was great, just wait till you see what we have in store. We have a woman producer, a woman director, a woman monologue expert, a woman acting coach. We have a famous woman actress from Mumbai, India. And not to worry, we have a couple of guy interviews as well. So one of my other passions is real estate. I am a real estate broker. I've been in the business for over 30 years. So in this description area or any of my websites, if you see the word real estate and you're a buyer and seller looking for a real estate agent, I have a free real estate agent referral service. Just click on it. There's a form for you to fill out for that free service. Thank you very much. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, be sure to leave a review or a comment, a like or a share. We certainly would appreciate that very, very much. Season 5 is here, the season of the woman. I'm your host, Johnny Keith of Actors2020Podcast.com. Until the next episode, bye-bye.
Scooby-dooby-doo.